hands are we safe? In whose hands, kwa kweli? In whose hands are we safe, man? If the deputy president himself is not safe, are we even safe? As normal mwananchi, are you even safe? Hey guys, what's up? Hi guys, welcome to another episode of the Unspoken Podcast. Yay, this is episode 87. I know you can feel my energy is kind of low because, yo, what I'm about to talk about today is not giving my energy at all. It's giving bad energy, but it's something that I have to talk about. It's something that is very crucial, and yeah, I gotta talk about it because what's unspoken if I just like choose topics I can talk about and then leave the most like other important things unsaid? Doesn't make sense. So welcome to this new episode. This is episode 87. Stay with me. How many more to go? 13, bro. We're so close. That's like six weeks. Yeah, that's 6 weeks to go. So 13 to 100. I'm so excited. Should I like ask you guys what you want? I think I should do such a poll and ask guys, what would you like me to discuss on the 100th episode? It should be a special episode. Anyway, moving on. Welcome to this episode. My name is Awino Awiti. If you're listening to this voice for the first time, my name is Awino Awiti, the host of this podcast. And first things first, by the way, thank you for listening and sharing the podcast. And if you love this podcast after listening to it, remember to rate the podcast. No pressure. Rate it if you like it so that many people get to listen to this podcast. And if you also don't forget to hit the notification, bro. Don't forget to hit the notification button so that when episodes drop on Wednesday and Sunday, you don't miss out on them. And then share this podcast with your friends, with your family. And let's do this. So before that, also check out my YouTube, Unspoken Podcast KE. Amazing content. They have vlogs. And then I do shorts. I forgot to say that on the last episode. I do shorts, like short form content for the podcast, because now these episodes are like audio content. Now I'm currently doing short content, short video content for the podcast. Like the topics, you know, the topics I talk about here. Now I summarize them on that short form content. So and then I post it on YouTube Shorts, on Instagram Reels, and then on TikTok. So check out my TikTok, Awino Awiti, Unspoken Podcast KE, and then Instagram, Awino Awiti, and Unspoken Podcast KE. Definitely follow. Check the link tree if you wanna submit your Unspoken story. If you wanna be part of the Watch Unspoken Story, the series, the link is on my bio. Yeah. Awesome, good stuff. Okay, let's get this going. Anyway, I forgot. Okay, another. This is just what is it on Gazi? What's the name? I've forgotten the name. But also, the Pulse Awards were yesterday. I'm recording this on Sunday. This episode is going today. Today is 13th October. I'm recording this today and. The Pulse Awards were yesterday, 12. Okay, unfortunately, I didn't win the category as nominated for, and it's all good. Shout out to Trimenami. Trimenami won the podcast influencer of the year that was in the Pulse Influencer Awards, which I was nominated in the same category with them. And just honestly, being nominated in the same category with all those big podcasters, Trimenami, like Financially Incorrect, Mic Check Podcast, Sandwich Podcast, all those podcasts, being nominated in the same category with them was a win for me, a big win. So I didn't win it, but it's okay. And shout out to each and everyone who voted for me, man. Shout out to you guys, man. Y'all are the real MVPs. Shout out to you guys. I'm proud of you. And I'm proud of myself to just being up. I'm now a Pulse nominee. That counts for something, right? That counts for something. Anyway, let's get this going. So if you listen to the last episode, I promised you guys that I'm going to have to get political a bit because, yo, the way this country is going, y'all, we need to speak out, man. If I don't use my platform to speak about the things that arc me, the thing that I'm passionate about, the thing that affects me, then what's the use of this platform? If I can only talk about myself, it doesn't count. I have to talk about things that matter, topics that matter. So, and so, like the things that are happening currently in our country, like we are in a bad place in Kenya, bro. We are suffering. We are in the pits. We are in the pits. And I promise you guys, like, I'm just going to have to talk about the political scene. I'm just going to have to get political. I'm at the age. At this rate in this country, you don't get to say that you're not political. You don't get to say that you're not into politics. You don't even have the right to say that you don't like politics, you don't follow politics, because, bro, shame on you, man. Shame on you, because all these things affect us. So let me get political in this episode. Allow me to get political. So if you're new here, if you're listening to this and you're not from Kenya, you already know there were some protests back in July. There were some protests that happened back in July against the finance bill, which I was part of. And I left with a scar that is still on my right hand forever. So yeah, we were protesting against the finance bill from the government. And basically, the things that people are protesting, basically, it was just against the government, because this government was imposing high tax on things that don't make sense. So those protests were there during the period of June and July. And then they stopped because, the government again, they started killing people, they started abducting people, and they started instilling fear. And then they pretended to scrape off the finance bill, which I think, and then they pretended also to scrape off the cabinet ministry, which was also, I think it was just like to blind our eyes, to danganya to which, but I know it didn't even make a major change, because the same cabinet, most of the people who were dismissed from the cabinet were reappointed again, and mostly the people from the opposition party, which is ODM. And it's just crazy. It's just like they were lying to us. They were like one or two with one thing led to another. So yeah, and currently now, last week, there is the ongoing impeachment of the deputy president, bro. And that really got me to thinking, what's wrong with Ruto? Actually, the problem is Ruto. In this country, the problem is Ruto, honestly. That's what I've come to conclude. My own opinion, i.e. the problem is Ruto. The problem is that guy. Yo, come to think about it. Let me take you guys a bit back in the previous term when Uhuru Kenyatta was the president. So, when Uhuru Kenyatta was the president, Ruto was his deputy president. So, I don't know when those, like, they had... No, I don't have the exact years of these occurrences, but it was just, during his term, I'm not sure if it started during the first term or during the second term. So there was a time when the president and the deputy president didn't meet eye to eye. They didn't even go to the same events. And when they would make speeches, they would abuse each other. They would throw words at each other. And that's when the country, we, the citizens, we knew that the deputy president and the president, like, they don't see eye to eye. And then you're like, okay, what can be this bad? What can be so bad that the deputy, our leaders, like the main people who are supposed to lead this country, because the president is there. Is a presentation of unity. Yeah, is a presentation of unity, and followed by his deputy. So we're just wondering, like, I think at the time I was so young, like I didn't like follow politics that much, but I used to know what was happening. So I'm thinking now, since this impeachment started happening, I'm thinking, what was so bad at that time when Uhuru Kenyatta was the president that him and Ruto couldn't meet eye to eye? And then you remember after Kenyatta finished his term, he didn't support Ruto. He went and supported the opposition leader, who is Raila Odinga. And it was so crazy, because where has the government ever supported an opposition leader for presidency? Because if they were on good terms, you would have expected that Kenyatta would have supported his deputy to become president because Hiroto was vying. So yeah, okay, stay with me. I'm cooking. It's along. It's coming. I'm bringing it. Stay with me. I'm cooking. I'm bringing the story pole pole. Because this is not a topic I'm so good at it. I'm just trying to give you guys what I'm thinking from my POV and from the research I've done. So, Ruto. So I'm thinking, like, what could have been worse? And then that's why even now, during the process that are ongoing, when Ruto was already the president, people are like, what? Like, Uhuru alijaribu kutuwan, like, Uhuru Kenyatta tried warning us, like, this guy, if you see me, I'm not supporting this guy. If you see me, we are not even seeing eye to eye with this guy. Know that this guy is bad. Know that. And we didn't see that. We didn't see that. And then he was elected president and he was sworn in as the president. Now he's the president. And now, circling back, it's just 2 years since he was sworn in, because our elections was held in 2022. So it's exactly 2 years, because August, yeah, it's exactly 2 years since they have been in office. Imagine, not even half the term, 2 years only, just 2 years. And then they're already not in good terms with the deputy, with his deputy. So who is the problem? If even if you ask a small child, huyu mtu alikosana na ule mwingine, akakuja akakosana na mtu, the same person, who is the problem, if you ask me? If you ask yourself, honestly, who's the problem? Because he didn't get along with the other president, and now he's not getting along with the deputy. He's like, nini, history is repeating itself. So who is the problem, if you ask me? Because there's only one, let's bring some mathematics over here. There's only one constant factor, one constant character, and it's Ruto in this whole scenario. So if you ask me, man, he's the problem, man. If you ask me, there's a problem. There's something wrong. Because why is it all of a sudden Ruto is so silent? And his silence is the loudest, honestly. Why all of a sudden is Ruto so silent all of a sudden on regarding Gachagua's impeachment? Why is he sudden? Like, why is he so silent suddenly? Why? Because I think there is a conflict between those two. And then now Gachagua is the sacrificial lamb. Like, he doesn't want him. Like, he's impeaching the guy, bro. 2 years. Like, the person you're campaigning with, the person who helped you campaign and get into office, 2 years old, Mruka, bro. Like, he's not loyal. And honestly, if you ask me honestly, if the issues they have led to, imagine someone being impeached, then what don't we know as a country? Because that as citizens, the public, we just know about this impeachment. We know about the things happening, the bad things the government is doing, the Adani deal. Okay, let me explain Adani. So the country, that's trying to sell our national airport, which is Jomo Kenyatta Airport, to foreigners. That is the Adani deal. That's happening. Those are the things we know. Those are the things us we know. And then there is the where there are non-existent projects which has been funded for, and there are no projects actually that are happening, but the funds are coming in, bro. Those are the only things that we know from watching news and from Nini. Those are the only things that we know. So ask yourself, what about those things that we don't know? How bad could they be? Because already these things with the government, with the Adani deal, with the impeachment, they are so bad already. They are already sending our country to the pits. Now ask yourself, what is going on behind the scenes that it's so bad that they have to demote the deputy president? Ask yourself that. It's so dark. So honestly, I'm so worried. I am worried for my country. I never thought I would get to a point like this where things happening in my country would like affect me so much like this, and like zitaningia kwa roho sana. So if you ask me, I'm worried about this country, and I think something even bigger, something bad, something worse, something bigger, something darker, something worse is even going on beyond the government. Like, something bad is just going on. Because why is this impeachment going, like, how fast has this impeachment been pushed? Like, hey, kidogo kidogo to Gachagua is jobless. Kidogo kidogo to, we are just waiting for the Senate. I have seen that the High Court has now taken the proceedings to the CJ, the Chief Justice now. So we're just waiting for that. So, yeah, mbona imeenda imeenda mbio, like if a deputy president can be impeached in less than a month, hey, ask yourself, man, where is this in whose hands? When actually asks, in whose hands are we safe? Hey, in whose hands, kwa kweli, in whose hands are we safe, man? If the deputy president himself is not safe, are we even safe as normal mwananchi? Are you even safe if the deputy president isn't safe? So ask yourself that. So I'm so worried, man. As a citizen, I'm terribly, terribly worried. And another thing that I think also Kenya as a country, but I think, I don't know if it's, but it's affecting Kenya mostly. As much as we did the finance bill protest, which we came together as a country, and I know for a fact, don't get me wrong, those protests, they made a difference, if you ask me. Honestly, being on those streets, for me, they made a difference. So if you went on the streets, shout out to you, they made a difference. As much, at least the finance bill, at least the finance bill was crept off. At least it did something. And then coming to, when I look at it again, I'm like, of course, another thing that also affects us, our Kenya, our government is tribalism. It's bad to tribalism. We have not yet handled the tribalism fact. I was even watching, when I was doing my research, I was watching Gachagua's, like, his past interviews and how he's just speaking. Bro, you can just see the tribalism. Like, he's a tribal leader, honestly. Am I safe? But he was just like speaking like a tribal leader. And honestly, me, I'm not even sorry for him about him being impeached. And even his impeachment, I don't even see if it's gonna make a change. Him being impeaching the deputy president, honestly, if you ask me, it's not even gonna make a big change. Only the president, he's removing him because he wants to do his other things. I think maybe they had a disagreement and then he had to kick Gachagua out. So him just removing him is just creating now enough space for him to just do his darker things, honestly, if you ask me, to kill us, to destroy us. Kutumalisa. Anyway, that's what I'm just thinking, because I also saw somewhere a meme said that no one is trying to fix our country. But I don't know if that's, nobody's trying to fix the problems we have in this country. Everyone, I saw this on Twitter. Nobody's trying to fix the problems we have in this country. Everyone is trying to make enough money so that the problems don't apply to them anymore. And that was a sting because, it's kind of true, man. It's kind of true. Because the people who we chose, the people who are there to help us fix this country, and the people, they don't even care. They don't even care, man. They don't even care. Because ask me why Gachagua was impeached, even Biombio, all those MPs voted against him. Ask yourself, why? Something happened behind the scenes. So no one cares about fixing our problems. Everyone is trying to make enough money so that the problem is not applied to them. Even I was seeing, when I was watching news yesterday, was it? I saw that there's some people, you know, when the opposition leader, they mean, you know, that's why each country needs an opposition party, an opposition leader, because the opposition leader, the opposition party needs to keep the government in check. Now I'm seeing there's some people from the opposition party who are on the president's paycheck, bro. So if you're on the president's paycheck, how can you oppose? You can't. You just be there and kiss his ass. So it's just, so like no one is trying to fix these problems. If the opposition party is on the president's paycheck, so who is gonna fix the problems? Who is gonna like hear the cries of us citizens? No one. So it's just so crazy, man. It's so crazy. And if you ask me, I think we need to go back to the streets. I think we will not have stopped the protest. We would have gone and gone. But I also don't blame us for stopping the protest, because the government started, because they started abducting people. So they started instilling fear on citizens. Even me, I was scared. The first day when I went, I hurt myself. I was, like, it was violent. Like, you could have just been shot if you're not careful. So it was so scary. They instilled fear. And so it was just like, because people are dying on the street. So of course you can't like expect people to risk their life that much. And just like you're going home because of the front, you're going on the streets to protest and then you don't know if you're going to come back alive. So I get that. So now, like, what else can you do? I think as citizens, honestly, if you ask us as Gen Z, we tried. Now, because if you want to go on the streets, again, the government, of course, they're gonna start shooting people again. So like it's a cat and mouse game, and akuna penye tutaenda, and then they'll just do something else to lie to us, to close our eyes, to blind us, and then we forget about it and they stop the process altogether. So if you ask me, I don't know who's gonna even help our country, because the people who are supposed to help us, the MPs, the leaders, the CSs, those people are on the president's paycheck, man. So Kenya iko tu kwa mikono ya Mungu jamani. Kenya iko kwa mikono ya Mungu. Juu sasa tutafanya nini? So my heart bleeds. My heart is bleeding for our country. My heart is bleeding for our country, because if we are living in a country where children and people are being abducted and then bodies found in rivers and dams, then and people are just quiet, are we even safe? Are we safe? If you're living in a country where the opposition joins the government, not to check it, but to feed from it, are we even safe? And no one's talking about it. People are quiet. Are we even safe? If you're living in a country where non-existent projects are being paid for, are we even safe? Are we even safe? If you're living in a country where the national airport is being sold to foreigners, man, are we even safe? In whose hands are we safe? If you're living in a country where the president can just disagree with, if you disagree with him, if you don't meet eye to eye, he fires you. If he can fire his right hand man, if he can fire his deputy, if he can push for the impeachment of his deputy, then are we even safe, man? Are we safe? In whose hands? In whose hands are we safe? Ask yourself. As Kenyans, honestly, we need to get our country back. If it means going back to the streets, we need to go back. This country is a crime scene. It's a crime scene. This country is a crime scene. It's time to take our country back. It's time to take our country back. That's why I'm so happy when I see these young individuals who are protesting, these young individuals who are becoming activists, the likes of Morara Kebaso, the likes of Kina Kasme, they're trying. It takes courage, because the government, the Wasmanga politics is a dirty game, and indeed it is a dirty game, because the other day Morara was kidnapped, was abducted, was beaten up, because they're just trying to oppose, because they're trying to do the right thing, because you're trying to hold the government accountable, and then you have to face the consequences. You can even lose your life in the process. So are we safe? Me, I'm worried. The protest, if we try to protest, the government shoots us. The government abducts us. What can we do? What else can we do, man? Like, what else? What are those things that are going on behind the scenes that we can't. And then, by the way, there's this thing about, there's a proposal in parliament. There's a bill that was proposed in parliament where they were proposing that, if you had to know, Ruto is a goon. There was a bill in parliament being proposed that the president's term should be extended to 7 years, bro. Because he's so sure, he knows that after this term, there's no way he's going back to office. There's no way. The country is mad at him. He knows. So they're trying to push it to 7 years. That's crazy. And if this thing ever passes, kwaheri Kenya, man. Apo ndo nasema, kwaheri Kenya. I tried while it lasted. Nilijaribu kuumira, lakini, kwaheri Kenya, manzi. Because that will be insane. That will be insane. So this is just a wake-up call to my listeners. If you're listening to this, try to do your civic duties. Try to participate in these political things. Like, even this impeachment, those are like a document going on. You have to fill because you're a citizen. It's your civic duty. It's your civic duty. Don't be just complaining. Ah, Kenya, Ruto must go. Ruto must go. Ruto must go. Go. Ruto must go. Reject, reject. But then when it comes to you performing a civic duty, you don't act up, you don't stand up for your country. So when your country needs you, when it's time for you to perform your civic duty, please go and perform. Like for now, because now we can't vote, we have to wait till 2027. We have to wait till 27 to remove them from office. But before we get there are some things you can do, these civic duties. The impeachment of the president, of course, I know it's not gonna work, but let him go because Gachagua is just the same as Ruto, man, if you ask me. Did you listen to his speech the other day? How he's speaking? Yo, he deserves no mercy. Atamisimurumi, he deserves no mercy. They're just the same people cut from the same cloth. So the thing you can do as a citizen, like the impeachment, those forms going on, you have to fill with you just need your like your ID, I guess, your ID number, I think, something, that those things that you need to fill. So those things, they push for them to go out of office. And then there's, what else did I see, that thing for the bill that was being proposed, that the president's term to be extended to 7 years. There's also a time when it's gonna come that the civic, we're gonna have like a citizen, you're going to have to like oppose the bill. So when that time comes, do your civic duties and oppose that thing. If you don't want it, do your civic duties and oppose it. Don't be just person who just sits and yells and say, ah, Ruto must go, Kenya, complaining, but she don't act out. So I'm stepping up. Honestly, I'm also speaking to myself. I'm advising myself this because I haven't been like into politics as much in the past. I haven't been keen with politics. I haven't been keen because it's not something like, I'm not really like passionate about it, but I'm at a point where I have to, even if I'm not passionate about it, even if it's not something I discuss oftenly, but it's time, like these things, I need to discuss them. It's these things, I need to talk about them. I need to be aware. Like I have to have the knowledge. I have to know what's going on. I'm at that age, and because it's my civic duty. So yeah, that's just why I chose to do this episode today, to encourage you to do your civic duty. I was even thinking, I wish you could exchange with America, because the United States, they're voting next month in November. I was like, can we exchange? Yeah, so that we can just vote these niggas out. Yeah, so that's what I'm thinking. But this is just like a reminder from me to you. I'm just reminding us, because I'm also reminding myself that when it comes to performing a civic duty, please do it religiously. Don't regret, but I at least you did your part. Like me, I'm like I did my part. I tried my best because I was on the streets. I voiced out my frustrations to the government. I was in the street. I did my civic duty. I supported my fellow citizen. So I don't regret. I did something. I feel like I did something, and it feels good to be part of something. It feels good to do something. I hate people who like complain. I hate people who are the biggest complainers, but they don't take action. So don't be that person who just complains, but you don't take actions. Take action, because your voice matters, man. Your voice matters. Your voice matters. Let's say your voice matters, no matter where you're from. Your voice matters. Your actions matter. So it's time for you to take action. Okay? That was just a reminder. I hope you've learned something. I hope you have, because I tried my best. This is not like my best topic yet. I just tried my best to put this out there. Okay, so I hope you've learned something, and tukutane kwa ballot. Tukutane kwa ballot 2027 takuko 3 a.m. nitalala kwa ballot, nitalala kwa hiyo shule yenye wanaenda kuvote, nitalala huko if possible. Tukutane kwa ballot 2027, very early in the morning, very early, mapema ndo best. Tufanye venye tunafaa kufanya. Tukumbuke tu hii mwaka venye tulumiaka. Me, I'll just remember the mark this government has left. I still have that mark when I fell down when I was protesting. I still have that mark to it. I'll just look at this mark. I will wake up. Hey, nitaamka mbio. Niende nipige kura. So remember to take part in your civic duty as a citizen. Okay. I think I'm going to have to love and leave you guys here, okay? I'm going to have to love and leave you guys here. Hope you've learned something from this episode. Oh, and quick one before I forget. Remember to submit your unspoken stories if you want to be part of the series fill in the form so that I can start planning. And also, because I think I've already done 5 episodes, now I'm taking a break. For the next like 2 weeks, I think I'm gonna be just solo again as I collect more stories. So yeah, this Wednesday is just gonna be me again. Collecting these things in a batch. I don't like do it once. It's expensive, obviously. So I have to budget for it, and have to, because these stories I'm getting it from people from different locations. So like the first 5 episodes were like from people from Kisumu. So now I think this second batch are gonna be people from Nairobi, so that I can do it just once collectively. Get it? So yeah, I'm gonna have to take like time. So this in the next 2 weeks, then I think the episode is just gonna be me, and then I'm gonna have to take time to collect other stories, like 5 more stories. So if you wanna be part of the Unspoken Story series, remember to check my social media platforms and submit your application. Okay. Yeah. Let me go. I'm going to church. What's the time? It's 6:24 a.m. I just have to edit this thing faster. And then head to church. Okay. Bye guys. Be safe. Adios. Okay.